This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work integrates research and field experience to prepare professionals to address today's most pressing problems in social justice, health, poverty, families, and global development. Applications are open for the early deadline of December 1st at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Funeral services for Oak Park Police Detective Alan Reddins will be held today at the Apostolic Church of God in Woodlawn. Family, friends, and fellow first responders gathered at a Southside funeral home yesterday for his wake. Reddins was shot dead in late November after responding to reports of a person who was seen leaving an Oak Park bank with a gun, investigators say. Former Oak Park Mayor Anan Abu Talib says the killing has rattled his community.
He sacrificed his life to serve and protect our community. And so this is a profound loss for Oak Parkers, and it's like losing one of our family members.
A Chicago man with an extensive criminal record has been charged with Reddins' murder. Illinois is restarting an assistance program that helps people buy homes and pay off student debt. The Illinois Housing Development Authority's Smart Buy program helped more than 600 people in 2020 and 2021. It offers $5,000 in down payment assistance for an Illinois home and up to $40,000 to repay the rest of your student loans. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says it's crucial to help with education debt because, for a lot of people, that's a barrier to home ownership.
Bringing back the program is one piece of an agenda as we not only increase the availability of housing, but make it easier for young people to afford it.
Pritzker also signed an executive order creating the Illinois Director of Housing Solutions, who he says will enlist a number of state agencies to help figure out how to make housing more affordable and available. A bid to support a fired political worker accused of sexual harassment is a new area of focus in the corruption trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. Federal prosecutors say Madigan oversaw a racketeering enterprise where his loyal followers reaped financial benefits. To help make that case, the feds played a wiretapped call from co-defendant Michael McClain to a Madigan-friendly lobbyist, Thomas Cullen. McClain asked for $1,000 a month for 6 months to help the disgraced worker. Cullen responds, quote, "Absolutely, Mike. Whatever you want." Prosecutors asked Cullen why he felt compelled to give. Cullen's answer, quote, "Because I was loyal to the operation. Because I was loyal to Mike McClain." The city of Chicago converts nearly 200 public facilities to warming shelters when temperatures drop to dangerous levels. Chicago residents can find refuge from the cold at the city's warming centers in places like public libraries, police departments, Chicago Park District locations, and City Colleges of Chicago facilities. Matt Dowdy is with Chicago's Office of Emergency Management and Communications.
The warming centers are not necessarily available 24 hours a day, although the exception is our police districts, which are available 24 hours a day. So otherwise, they would have to call 311 for shelter placement.
City officials say the public can call 311 to request a well-being check or if they need additional shelter services. We'll have more on today's forecast in a bit, but first, some other things you should know. The mayor of Gary, Indiana, says he is in favor of a proposed acquisition of U.S. Steel by Japan-based Nippon Steel. He says Nippon plans to invest millions into upgrading the plant and hiring more workers. But the Biden administration is hinting that it will nix the deal over national security concerns. Pittsburgh-based U.S. Steel's largest plant is based in Gary. Gary's mayor and the vice president of Nippon Steel will hold a press conference this afternoon to tout the benefits of the deal. Emmy Award winner and Chicago area native Jane Lynch will be in town over the holidays. Lynch will appear this weekend at Steppenwolf along with friends, including Kate Flannery, who starred in The Office. Lynch tells WBEZ the return to Chicago reminds her of a favorite Christmas Eve tradition, going to McDonald's. The shows are sold out. Today's weather, the National Weather Service says to expect excessive cold this morning, with wind chills from 10 below to 20 below zero that will continue through the mid-morning. A narrow band of snow is expected this afternoon and evening south of I-80. The service warns drivers in the area to prepare for slick roads later today. Tomorrow, temperatures should climb back up to the low 30s, and there should be sun and clouds throughout the day. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.